The mercy to the worlds, 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 sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please repeat after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. مکھ چند بدر شاہ شانیے ਮੱਥੇ ਚਮਕਦੀ ਲਾਠ ਨੂਰਾਨੀਏ ਕਾਲੀ ਜ਼ੁਲਫ ਤੇ ਅੱਖ ਮਸਤਾਨੀਏ ਮਖਮੂਰੇ ਅਖੀ ਹਿਨ ਮਦ ਭੜੀਆਂ ਹਿਸ ਫੇਸ ਸ਼ਾਈਨਸ ਬ੍ਰਾਈਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਦ ਫੁੱਲ ਮੂਨ ਏ ਬ੍ਰਿਲੀਅੰਟ ਲਾਈਟ ਰੇਡੀਏਟਸ ਫਰਮ ਹਿਸ ਬ੍ਰਾਊਜ਼ ਹਿਸ ਹੈਅਰ ਇਜ਼ ਬਲੈਕ ਹਿਸ ਆਈਜ਼ ਇੰਟੋਕਸੀਕੇਟਿੰਗ ਫੁੱਲ ਆਫ ਸਟਰੈਂਥ ਐਂਡ ਆਨਰ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਬਿਲਵਡ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਿਪਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਬਲੈਸਡ ਹਬੀਬ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਾਲੀ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਸੱਲੂ ਅਲਲ ਹਬੀਬ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ Ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madni channel, welcome back to YOLO season 3, The Mercy to the Worlds. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, we have some special gifts for you today. Something that you're going to walk away with and it's going to mesmerize you and going to remain with you for the rest of your life. But before we start, let's start with a blessing of Durood-e-Pak. There are many blessings of reciting Durood-e-Pak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, every morning when we get up, we have a plan of action. There are things we need to do, there are things we need to achieve. But if you start your day in the proper way, you find that things work out for you. You find that wherever you go, you're successful. And we often see these people and we think he's a very lucky person. Luck has nothing to do with it. What it is that person started their day in the best possible way. So they got up for Fajr Salah. Some of them were fortunate enough to go to the local masjid and read namaz with Jama'at. Then they come back, they do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, they send Durood As-Salam upon the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they recite the glorious Quran. If their parents are around, they serve their parents, they look at the faces of their parents. When they sit down to have their breakfast, they say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When they leave home, they leave with trust in Allah to earn halal sustenance. And then wherever they go, they carry the flag of Islam and alhamdulillah, success comes to them. Now, if somebody gets up in the morning, misses his fajr, doesn't pray the Quran, watches the news out of the door, eats his breakfast on the way, and then at 12 o'clock complains that everything that could have gone wrong has got wrong, you tell me whose fault it is. Let me start then with a beautiful hadith of Mubarak. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever recites Durood-e-Pak upon me, 100 times a day. How long does that take? Maybe a couple of minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. Whoever recites Durood-e-Pak upon me 100 times a day, Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill 100 of his needs. 70 in this world and 30 in the hereafter. Subhanallah. So with your Fajr Salah, if you make it a habit, get the tasbih, put it next to the Musalla, and then every day, just make it a habit, 100 times, with this in mind, that this will make me successful, not only in my daily activities, but also on the Day of Judgment as well. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were on this blessed journey of Akka Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara. And how Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was sleeping in the bed, Bistr Mubarak of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Kuffar was surrounding, and how Akka Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, left, went to Ghari Thawr with Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then what happened with the incident of the snake. And that's roughly where we left it and we're going to pick it up. So that's a quick recap. It's time to go to our beautiful kalam for today. A amazing Naat-e-Pak which you're going to enjoy. Inshallah Azzawajal, we'll see you soon. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa bulalo Madine. Aqa bulalo Madine. گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آ کر کروں روتے ہوئے کعبے کا میں طواف، آ کر کروں روتے ہوئے کعبے کا میں طواف، مکے کے جلوے پھر دکھائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میرے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، میرے گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، رب کی عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے، رب کی عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے، فرمائیے حق سے دعا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلانا مدینے بلائے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، بعد آپ کے غرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا، بعد آپ کے ہرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا، واللہ ایمان ہے میرا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، گنبد خضرا بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا سنگری جانیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، آقا سنگری جالیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، ایمان پہ میرا خاتمہ اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میرے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، میرے گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، روزے قیامت بخشوائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلانا مدینے بلائے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، اب وقت رہ خجلت آ گیا تار زار کا، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا تار زار کا، جلوہ دکھا کلمہ پڑا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، آقا بلا لو مدینے.
سبحانہ اللہ، what a beautiful kalam that was. You know, shows the beautiful green dome, O last and final messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. And mashallah, it's the first time I've heard it as well, but I really enjoyed that kalam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless the person who wrote it, our beloved Amir al-Sunnah Damad Barakatum al-Aliyah, and the person who read it. We're going to move to our main segment. Salu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The mercy to the world.
So where we left it was where Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is in the cave mubarak, the ghar mubarak, with Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mercy to the worlds. He had the honor and pleasure of spending days in that beautiful cave. Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu sums this up, and he says that the second of the two climbed the mountain to the elevated cave while enemies searched for them. He is the beloved of the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, who likened none else to him, a reality known by all creation. And we say, after all the prophets, the greatest human being to set foot on this earth was Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. And the way he got that status was his amazing and unmatched love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remaining by the side of the beloved Habib throughout his life in this world. But it didn't stop there. He remained by the side of the beloved Habib even in the grave mubarak, the Rozai mubarak, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we go to Madinatul Munawwara, we say assalamu alayka ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, and we also say assalamu alayka ya Sayyidi Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. This is how amazing this hasti was. 3 days in the cave, the first of Rabi'ul Awwal, and the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal leaves the cave of Thawr. Now Abdullah ibn Urqid now arrives. You'll remember that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had called him earlier and said, take these two camels and bring them to a certain place at a certain time. So he meets Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rides one camel, and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and his servant Hazrat Sina Amir radiallahu anhu, they both ride the other camel. And the guide Abdullah, he actually walks with the reins in front. He was, remember I told you last week, that he was the master in routes. He knew the best routes, he was the best guide, and that's why Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had employed him. So what he did was he chose the wise way. He knew that the kuffar of Makkah had put a heavy bounty on whoever finds Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had promised the people of Makkah, the kuffar of Makkah, 100 red camels. If you want to make it an equivalent of today, it's like saying 100 Ferraris. That's what they'd said. That whoever captures or na'uzubillah martyrs the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100 red camels. So you can imagine the people out. You had everybody from the common person to the bounty hunters, everybody out looking. But Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wisest creation of Allah azza wa jal, had outsmarted them all by traveling not in the direction of Madinatul Munawwara, where they thought the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go, but by going in the opposite direction to Ghari Thawr. Now they were out. Now this guide was going to take him on a different route. The scholars write that he chose the coastal route to avoid all the common areas. They were searching in the common areas, the fastest routes and the easiest routes. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the coastal route towards Madinatul Munawwara. So everybody is out looking for Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the night of, you know, the nights of Ghari Thawr are now
over. We're now in the actual journey. And what can you say about this blessed night? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sat and the stars are out, and Hazrat Amma Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, the mother of the believers, is there. And she says in the court of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does anybody have deeds equivalent to the number of stars? That's a big question. The number of stars are amazing. But the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows the number of the stars. Says, yes. Who is that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That is Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. She's slightly taken aback because she thinks, what about my father? What about Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala? And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows the condition of the heart. He says, and all of Umar's deeds are equivalent to one of Abu Bakr's. Subhanallah. There's another riwayat which is very beautiful that Hazrat Umar Farooq said, Abu Bakr, you can have all my deeds. Just give me one deed of that night that you spent in the cave with the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Siddiq Akbar said, that is the entire treasure of my life. Subhanallah. So those moments in the cave, wow, even mentioned in the glorious Quran, what can you say about them? So Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then set out in the way of Madinatul Manawwara to bless this city. Now the next part of this journey, something magnificent happened. Something which for us as devotees of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a treasure. You know, the Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met somebody who provided the ummah with a great treasure. So on the second day of the journey, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reaches the house of Ma'bad, Atika, Binti Khalid, and in Qudayd. This was a place, and this elderly lady, the Arabs were very hospitable. So what she did is she was sat outside, and Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Amr bin Furair radiallahu ta'ala, they come past. And usually what she did was she was very hospitable. So she gave people water and food and you know, whatever they needed, because this was a journey. On that day, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, do you have anything? One riwayat says, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we'll buy something from you. The other says, have you got anything to help us with? She said, we Arabs are very hospitable people, and we would love to serve the travelers. But the problem is today we don't have anything. We're completely empty. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks in the tent that they had, the house that they had, and in the far corner, there's a goat, a weak, frail old goat. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, can we milk the goat? So she says, this goat is not well, it's very frail, it's very weak, it doesn't give milk, and that's why it's not gone with the rest of the goats. My husband's taken the rest of the goats to graze, and this hasn't gone. So it's not going to give milk, it's never given milk. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you give permission, can I milk it? She said, well, if you want to, go ahead. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to milk this goat. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for a utensil. That one was put, and it filled up. Then asked for another, and the scholars write that all the utensils in the house of Ma'bad became full with milk. She drank, Hazrat Amr drank, Hazrat Siddiq Akbar drank, and the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam drank from the milk that was there. Now, during all of this, Ma'bad are completely mesmerized by not only what they saw in the beauty of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was behaving and the beautiful character, but also this amazing miracle of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then, something amazing, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blesses this house, goes, and during the evening, her husband returns. As he comes back, he thinks something amazing has happened in my house today. It seems to be very bright. And he can smell a beautiful fragrance. And then he comes home and everything's full of milk. And he's thinking, what's happening here? When I left, there was nothing. And now suddenly there's milk everywhere. So he says to his wife, he says, what happened? She says, what can I tell you? Something amazing happened today. Someone amazing blessed our house. He came and he milked that goat. He said, but that goat that was ill, that doesn't give milk. He said, yes, he milked the goat and he was truly blessed and beautiful. So Abu Ma'bad, the father of Ma'bad, he says to Ma'bad, can you describe him to me? He seems very blessed. He seems oh so amazing. Can you describe him to me? And Hazrat Ma'bad, radiallahu ta'ala anha, she later accepts Islam, says, that gives a description of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the scholars say that this is one of the best descriptions of Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is this gift that I'm going to share with you today that you should cherish for the rest of your lives and try and kind of learn this, because it really gives you an amazing insight into the beauty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says, "I saw a man of visible radiance, a purity, beautiful appearance, bright face, with neither protruding chest ribs nor a small head. Everything was handsome, perfectly proportioned and fair. His eyes were deep, black and large. His eyelashes were lush. His voice was beautiful, echoey, mellow, soft. The whiteness of his eyes was bright and his pupils were very black. His eyebrows were beautifully arched and connected. His neck was long. His beard was densely full. When silent, he appeared dignified. When he spoke, he was eminent and crowned with magnificence. His speech was sweet. His words precise, neither too little nor too much, like a string of pearls flowing down gradually. He was the most striking and most beautiful of people when seen from afar, and the fairest of them when seen close up. He was beautiful from a distance, he was beautiful from close. He was medium height, neither too tall nor short, a branch between the two. And his face was radiant, and he had the finest stature. His companions surrounded him. When he spoke, they listened attentively. When he gave orders, they hastened to fulfill them. Honored, served, and surrounded by followers, he was perfect." She describes this to her husband, and she describes how amazing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. And he's just mesmerized by the beauty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He's just absolutely beyond himself. And he's thinking, why have I missed this opportunity? Why didn't you call me? I would have seen this beautiful face. I would have seen this amazing person. But he's now longing to see the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this was the best description. But today I'm going to share with you a few other descriptions as well. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was neither very tall nor very short, but rather he was a little taller than the medium height. His blessed color was white with a mix of redness. His blessed hair was not very curly, but a little curved coming down to the blessed ears. His blessed forehead was wide, eyes filled with kohl, teeth gleaming, beautiful raised nose, aquiline, neck as clear as long as the neck flask of silver. When he walked, he would set his steps so firmly as if he was descending from a height. When he would pay attention to somebody, he would pay full attention. When he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would stand, he would look taller than the people. And when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sit, Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be the most prominent amongst the people. When Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would talk, Hazrat Ali says, people would remain quiet. When he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give sermon, he would make the audience cry. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be very kind and merciful to people, like an affectionate father towards the orphans, merciful, soft-hearted for the widows, the bravest, the most generous, and having the most gleaming face. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would wear a jubba, a long loose dress, and eat barley bread. The pillow of the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam was made of leather filled with bark of a date tree, and Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had two Imama Sharifs. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This was one description of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to say, Husna Jamal Mustafa, Marhaba, marhaba. Then, you know, Mawla Kainat says, I have not seen anybody like Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before or after. SubhanAllah, the description was amazing. And then there was Sayyidina Abu Hurairah, what does he say? He says, when I am privileged to see the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I get comfort in my heart. And this wasn't just Sayyidina Abu Hurairah, this was all the companions. Their life evolved around the beautiful face of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala says that once I saw Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was wearing red lined robes and it was a full moon. And I looked at the moon, I looked at the face of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I looked at the moon, I looked at the face of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I looked at the moon and I looked at the beautiful face of Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then I concluded that my Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was more beautiful than the full moon. And the scholars write something beautiful here. They say, how did he determine that the face of the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the most beautiful and more beautiful than the moon? They say that when he looked towards the moon, taking his eyes off the moon back to the face of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was easy. But when he looked at the beautiful face of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he had to prise his eyes off to look back at the moon. And this is why he concluded that the blessed face of my beloved Habib is more beautiful than the moon on the 14th night. And this wasn't the only thing. Every prophet, viewers of Madni Channel, they came with miracles. And they used those miracles to convince the people that they were the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. And once the people saw those miracles, they came within the fold of Islam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam had the staff, had the the beautiful hand that lit up, and had all these miracles where he split the sea into two. When people saw this, they said, this is the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he cured the leper, he cured the blind, he brought the dead back to life. He made birds of clay and blew into them, and by the will of Allah, they started to fly. All these prophets had all these amazing miracles, which gave them the power to say to the people, look at this miracle, I am a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. But when it came to the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not only was every moment of the life of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam a miracle, but even further, the scholars write, and they write something amazing, honestly. What they say is that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Jahra Mubarak was so beautiful, the face was just so beautiful, that even if Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had no miracles and didn't show anybody miracles, people would just take one look at the beautiful face of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and would enter the fold of Islam. This is how beautiful the face was. And let me give you some examples of this. There are many, many examples that I can quote, but I'm going to one or two very quickly. Abu Rafi radiallahu ta'ala, he says, I lived in Makkah. Once I sent a representative to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a representative by the Quraysh of Makkah. He walks in and he says, as soon as my gaze fell on the beautiful face of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Islam entered my heart. Didn't have to do anything else. Another companion, Harith bin Amr Sahami, radiallahu ta'ala, explains, I went to the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal while he was in Mina and saw villagers coming to him. Whoever saw the face of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam accepted Islam and went away. So Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in Mina. It might have been the time of the Hajj at that time. And people are coming in, villagers and Bedouins are coming in, and not that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was preaching these places as well. But he says Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't have to preach to them. They came in, took one look at the beautiful face of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, read the kalma and went back home. How amazing is that? Now, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam continues the journey from the home of Abu Ma'bud. What the Kuffar at Makkah had done, as I mentioned, 100 red horses. So you had a bounty hunter, Suraka ibn Malik. This person was known through the Arabian lands. He was a very good horse rider and he was effectively a bounty hunter. So he was out looking for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He spots them and he approaches fast. As soon as he intends to come near and attack, suddenly he's thrown from his horse. Now he was the best rider in Arabia, but suddenly I'm thrown. He gets up, he gets back on his horse. This 100 red camels is spinning in his head, the thought of the prize. So he attempts again. The Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal supplicates against him, and the front feet of his horse go into the ground. He sinks knee deep into the ground. On witnessing this miracle of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he realizes that this is somebody amazing. I will not be able to catch this person. He pleads for his safety. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a mercy to the world. This is the person who's come with an unleashed sword. He's a bounty hunter. And yet Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns to him with mercy and forgives him. He supplicates, the ground releases the horse and he comes. He asks Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a document. Look at what he does. He doesn't accept Islam at this point. He asks for a document. And what he wants in that document is guarantee of his safety. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructs Hazrat Amr ibn Furairah radiallahu ta'ala to write a document guaranteeing his safety and protection. He puts this in his quiver and off he goes to Makkah. And now on the journey, because that beautiful face has already melted his heart, but he hasn't accepted Islam yet. On his journey, he's seeing people rushing about, 100 red camels, you know, they want this, and they're rushing about trying to find. And everybody he sees, he said, I've searched for miles. You're not going to get them, so just go back. He sends everybody back. He sets off to return to Makkah. So Raqqa, at this point, doesn't embrace Islam. But there's one thing that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him. He says, I see the bangles of the king of Iran, Kisra, on your wrists. Now at the time, this is a very confusing statement to Suraka. Because the king, what's the king of Iran got to do with the fact that he stood before the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal? And, you know, where does that come into it? But all will be revealed. Subhanallah. He goes back to Mecca. And it was a later time when Islam started to gain prominence and Islam became stronger. It was the battles of Taif and Hunain and the conquest of Mecca that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's army was there. And he came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with that guarantee of his safety because his village was there as well. And he presented that. And then with a large group of tribesmen, he accepts Islam and comes to the feet of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, years later, you know, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the message of deen. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to put a veil between themselves and this world. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam depart from this world. Hazrat Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's reign comes. Then the great Umar ibn Khattab takes over and Islam spreads from Spain all the way to the borders of China, and then Iran is conquered and the booty is brought and put in Masjid Nabawi Sharif, and everybody's amazed by how much there is. But there's one man who's looking for something, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they say, what are you looking for? He says, my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised Suraka that he would be wearing the bangles of the king of Iran. I'm looking for those bangles. They must be here. Look at the iman of these people. They must be here because my Habib has said it. They find the bangles and they call Hazrat Suraka radiallahu ta'ala. For any man to wear gold is haram. But because the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said this, he had made it halal for Hazrat Suraka ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And so these bangles were presented to him. And Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala said, here, you wear these because the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave you this glad tiding you will remember on that journey of Hijrat. Subhanallah. Look at the amazing knowledge that Allah Azza wa Jal gave to the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Suraka bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala passed away in 24th year of Hijri. During the Khilafat of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this was the amazing waqia of Sayyidina Suraka radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then another incident. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is getting close to Madinatul Munawwara now. And again, the danger is still there. There are people out looking for them. And Buraida Aslimi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And I've already given away the secret when I say radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But he advances towards Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 70 horse riders with him from Banu Saham. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is close to Madinatul Munawwara. You've got these 70 horse riders with Hazrat Buraida Aslimi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They approach. And they're all fueled by this reward They want to split the 100 camels, the 100 Ferraris, as I said. So what happens next? What happens next is magnificent. He wants to capture Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're determined. They come. They've spent all this time looking. He comes to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "I am Muhammad, son of Abdullah. I am the messenger of Allah azza wa jal." The beauty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's chehra mubarak, the face mubarak, the beauty of the voice, and this command, or this statement that I am the messenger of Allah azza wa jal, was enough. The profound effect of this on Hazrat Abu Hurairah as-Salimi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that he immediately embraces Islam. I mean, can you imagine that? Subhanallah. He set off from Makkah. There are 100 red camels reward. He's got 70 horsemen. They're searching everywhere. Eventually they find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he takes one look at the beautiful face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and accepts Islam. اب میری نگاہوں میں جچتا نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہیں ایسا نہیں کوئی. Amazing, amazing. I mean, the beauty was mesmerizing in itself. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the scholars, as I said, if there were no other miracle, just the beauty was enough to mesmerize the world. Then he does something even more amazing. As they're marching into Medina now, this kafla has become, from the three that were there, the guide, the four. Now, you've got these 70 horsemen and Hazrat Abu Hurairah as-Salimi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who are also marching towards Medina. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, do I have permission to raise, he tears his turban, makes a flag, puts it on a spear and says, Ya Rasulullah, can I walk into Medina with this flag in my hand? And he's given permission and he's walking ahead with the flag in his hand, subhanallah, and announcing the arrival of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the world, subhanallah. And you know, this wasn't the only one. Oh, subhanallah. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where will you stay in Madinatul Munawwara? And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my she camel is guided by Allah. So wherever it sits, I shall remain there. On the journey, they also meet cousin of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was the son of the paternal aunt, Hazrat Sayyidina Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. He was on a journey, business journey, and he comes across Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he presents to the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu some blessed clothings as gifts, which Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepts. Oh, subhanallah. We'll cover this because it's the flow of it, the beauty. You know, the people of Medina were amazing. Because now, like I said in a couple of episodes ago, the Muslims had migrated to Madinatul Munawwara. Islam was spreading fast. And you know, the people who had accepted Islam, they were dying to see the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when they found out that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on the journey, they're coming one day, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will bless this place. You know what the people used to do? They used to stand on the rooftops every day looking. The children used to stand waiting for the arrival of the best of creation. The people used to go out and hope that the best of creation would arrive. And in Madinatul Munawwara, the atmosphere was amazing. It was like something amazing was going to happen that was going to change everything for them. They had accepted Islam on the hands of the companions, and these people were just eager to catch a glimpse of the best of creation. And the scholars write that day after day, they would stand there for hours in the hot Arabian Peninsula, just hoping that they could see the arrival of the blessed Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the heat. And then they would come down disappointed every day, thinking, not today, maybe tomorrow. And again, time and time again, then that blessed moment arrives. They're up, they're looking, they're checking at everything else. And then in the later part of the day, they decide that it's not coming today and they come down. But then the best of creation blesses the place which was going to be the best place in the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's caravan is seen by a Jewish man. He comes and tells them, oh people of Medina, the one you've been waiting for eagerly has arrived. Overcome with joy and happiness, the people of Medina rush out of their homes. They're carrying their swords, they're carrying their spears, they're welcoming the king of Medina, and they're stood on the rooftops, Talal Badru Alayna, the children are singing, welcome to this beloved Habib. The atmosphere must have been amazing. Oh, Allahu Akbar. You know, for those people who were there at that time, the best of creation is coming into the city. see. They've been longing to see the best of creation. Can you imagine that time? It must have been some of the greatest, you know, one of the best times on the surface of the earth that anybody has ever seen. The king of Medina, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, enters. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar is resonating throughout the city. And Nabi Akreem, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, first blessed Quba on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal Sharif. And this is about 3 miles from Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. And then Aka Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then carries on. Amazing journey. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has blessed Madinatul Manawwara. We have now come to the end of the journey from Makkah to Madinah Munawwara, and the Makkan life of Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Over the last, I think, 10 or so episodes, we've been through all the difficulties of Makkah. Now we're into all the sweet memories of Madinatul Munawwara, which inshallah we will continue. I would tell you to read and learn about the beauty of Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the amazing life of Aka Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Woh jo na the to kuch na tha, woh jo na ho to kuch na ho. Jaan hai woh jahan ki, jaan hai to jahan hai. If it wasn't for the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there'd be nothing. We are all in debt to the companions who rallied around the best of creation, and we forever will remain indebted to the best of creation for giving us the light of Iman and Islam and bringing us to the doors of the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We're going to move to our next section now, Easy Good Deeds. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The mercy to the worst.
Now, Easy Good Deeds. This is a very important section and one of the most easiest good deeds that we can do, which can protect you from calamities, from difficulties, and make your life blissful, is the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Truly, this zikr is amazing. Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala said that he quotes that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if somebody's lap is full of money and he is distributing it and another person is busy in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, then the one who is doing zikr is more superior. Subhanallah, how amazing is the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. In another hadith in Mubarakah, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present. A companion asked, who is the closest to Allah on the Day of Judgment? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who remembers Allah excessively. Subhanallah. And it just goes on. You know, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Busiri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in riwayat karte hain, he says that Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave us the teachings of Islam, but gave us the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, which was more superior. Keeping your tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is the ultimate for this worldly life. It is the ultimate pleasure. The zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, the scholars write, there are 3 types of zikr. It's important to understand these because then you can appreciate and change your ways of zikr as well. There is zikr with the tongue. So, you know, when we say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, etc. And then there's zikr with the heart. Keeping the heart attached to Allah Azza wa Jal. Remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, thanking Allah Azza wa Jal, being grateful for the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then there is zikr with your body. For example, when you fast, obviously it's the body. When you read namaz, it's the body. When you go on hajj, it's the body. So all of these are forms of zikr. And, you know, when you do zikr of the heart, it cleanses the heart. It brings you spirituality and enlightenment. And when you do any of these zikrs, if your heart is attached to them, you get that high level of spiritual enlightenment from this. Let me leave you today with a few easy good deeds that we can adopt in our daily lives, which are not going to be very hard, but inshallah they will make a big difference. You know, Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever in the morning and in the evening recites subhanallah 100 times, 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening, he will get the reward of 100 hajj, subhanallah, 100 hajj. Subhanallah, reciting subhanallah 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening. You know, it's not going to take you more than a couple of minutes. Then Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites La ilaha illallah in his book of deeds, his mistakes, his sins will be erased, and in place of his sins, good deeds will be written. Subhanallah. Make it a habit. You know, sometimes we don't realize the power of these words. So regularly have a proportion, a number that you're going to recite during the day. And recite the La ilaha illallah. Or better still, recite the full kalma, you know, with Durud-e Paak Awwal Akhir. And look at the blessings that you get. Then, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us another beautiful pearl where you can increase your deed exponentially. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that after every namaz, if you recite Subhanallah 10 times, Alhamdulillah 10 times, and Allahu Akbar 10 times, then these are very easy on the tongue, but on the day of judgment, for each one, you will be rewarded 10 times more, so 100. And then when you go to bed at night, recite Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. And these will be increased to, this is 100, but these will be increased to 1,000. Then, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you recite Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, iske liye jannat mein, you will get a tree in Jannah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. And you get a tree in Jannah. Subhanallah. You know, so recite regularly, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal regularly. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, this is a very difficult time for the Ummah. Increase Durud-e Paak upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Increase your zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Recite the glorious Quran and pray for all those in need and pray for the Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi Nabi Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The mercy to the worlds, 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 sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.